Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 24th of November, 2021. Today, the legality of COVID-19 vaccine requirements in the workplace. Plus, a child marks the 6th person dead in the Wisconsin parade tragedy, and more. Here are some of the top headlines. The jury will continue to deliberate today in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. The nearly all-white panel began deliberations yesterday to decide whether 3 white men are guilty of murdering the black 25-year-old last year. Sweden's parliament has approved its first female prime minister. Magdalena Andersson recently became the new leader of the Social Democratic Party. And NASA has launched a spacecraft to smash into an asteroid. Its mission to test whether it would be possible to knock a speeding space rock off course if one were to threaten Earth. If all goes well, it'll smash into an asteroid next September. Courts are working to decide whether COVID-19 vaccine requirements can actually be enforced. That includes the New Orleans-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. It stopped a rule from going forward requiring businesses with 100 or more workers to vaccinate. That's due to challenges from conservative states and a number of companies. But even as courts make their decisions on vaccine requirements, Democrats are moving ahead on efforts to increase fines for workplace safety violations. White House correspondent Maureen Grappi reports.
They're taking action to dramatically increase fines for OSHA violations. This is not in direct response to this vaccination rule. This is something that they were working on independently. But because of the timing, it's extra significant because this vaccination rule would affect so many companies. It affects businesses with at least 100 employees. And so that would be, if that does go into effect, that would be going into effect at the time that this, there would be a huge increase in the maximum fines that a business could get for violating any one of OSHA's rules, not just the vaccination requirement. Right now, it's in limbo. A circuit court put a stay or a hold on it in response to legal challenges from conservative states and businesses. The court said until they've had the time to review whether they think the law is valid or not, that the federal government cannot enforce it. So we're waiting for the courts to make a final decision on whether the rule can either go into effect temporarily or permanently or not at all. There's not a specific time frame. Legal experts expect the court to act fairly quickly on this, but we don't know exactly if that will be in a few weeks, longer than that. We just don't know.
You can read more of Maureen's recent work, including a piece on President Joe Biden's next pick to lead the Food and Drug Administration on usatoday.com. An 8-year-old boy has become the 6th person dead after a driver slammed into a Wisconsin Christmas parade on Sunday. Police said Darryl Brooks Jr. was fleeing a domestic disturbance where a knife was reported when he drove an SUV into the parade route Sunday night. And a criminal complaint seems to show Brooks' driving as more intentional than might be expected of a fleeing suspect. Witnesses say he plowed into pedestrians despite plenty of opportunities to leave the parade route. Brooks was charged in court yesterday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Opper.
Mr. Brooks is facing 5 consecutive life sentences if he's convicted on all counts in this complaint. I wish to notify the court, sadly, that today we learned of another death of a child related to this case. We do expect a 6th count for first-degree intentional homicide to be added to this case. I can advise the court that I am aware, I've been made aware through investigators, that there are other individuals in critical condition. I think we remark on the number of actual injured parties in our complaint. It exceeds 60 people.
One police officer said Brooks passed by several possible exits before ramming into the heart of the parade, but that he instead picked up speed, driving in a zigzag motion. Brooks was already out on bail for another pending case that included an allegation he intentionally hit a woman with his car earlier this month after a fight. Meanwhile, more than $1 million has been raised for the parade's victims, and several people are still in critical condition, including an additional 6 children. President Joe Biden will today nominate Shalonda Young as budget director. That comes months after his initial choice, Neera Tanden, was forced to withdraw her nomination over objections by Congress. Young has served as acting director of the Office of Management and Budget since March, and she'd become the first Black woman as budget director. In the job, she would play a major role in overseeing Biden's economic agenda. That includes working with federal agencies on how to implement the recently passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure package and potentially the president's broader social and climate spending bill if it survives the Senate. If you haven't started driving yet to see family and friends for tomorrow's Thanksgiving holiday, tonight could be the best time to start. According to the transportation analytics company INRIX, the best time to take off is after 9 p.m. or before 11 a.m. tomorrow. As for returning, you'll want to leave before noon on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. INRIX finds that traffic delays will be up about 40% for the holiday compared to normal workdays, and overall, it'll be a busier Thanksgiving than last year, with AAA projecting nearly 4 million more people hitting the roads compared with 2020. Ahead of the long holiday weekend, there are some big movies and TV coming out today. First up, Marvel's Hawkeye hit Disney Plus this morning.
This is the first Christmas we've had together in years.
I love you guys. I'm making up for some lost time.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who terrorized the city's underworld is back.
The past has caught up with me.
Should we be worried?
No, it's nothing. I'll be home for Christmas. I promise.
The series follows Clint Barton, played by Jeremy Renner, and his relationship with the next Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, played by Hailee Steinfeld, plus his relationship with his family after Avengers Endgame. There's also Encanto.
Many years ago, this candle blessed our family with a miracle. Our house, our casita, came to life with magic.
La casita.
Floors! Drawers! Let's go!
In time, every member of our family,
Cecilia, up top,
was given their own magical gift.
I understand you.
I'm not super strong like Luisa.
The donkey's got out again.
On it!
Or effortlessly perfect like Señorita Perfecta Isabella.
The latest collaboration between Disney and Lin-Manuel Miranda hits theaters today. Set in the mountains of Colombia, the movie follows 15-year-old Maribel as she digs up secrets and insecurities in her magical and gifted family. And finally, there's House of Gucci.
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
Can you keep a secret?
Father, son, and House of Gucci.
Lady Gaga is back on the big screen in director Ridley Scott's telling of 3 tumultuous decades of the Gucci fashion house. And thanks for listening to 5 Things. A reminder, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your smart speaker, or wherever you prefer to listen. And a thanks to PJ Elliott for his great work on the show. I'm back tomorrow with more of 5 Things from USA Today.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.